Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Welcome to Thursday morning. It is July 27th of 2017. It's Brandon, it's Kelly, and the barrel is empty this morning.
Aww.
So David told us at, I guess, early in the show that he wasn't feeling great yesterday. Mm-hmm. He might have strep or something like that, he thought. Well, he sent the text, he's not here today. And I'm just hoping he's okay.
Me too, because I kind of got worried after everything that happened yesterday that, I don't know, hopefully it's not my fault.
If you missed what we did on the show, David shaved his face for the first time with a razor. Like, he's used the electric razor. He's never used, like, a Bic, and he bought the cheap Bic. Uh-huh. And before we left, we noticed that he was bleeding.
From several different areas on his face.
And then he had this mega rash or something that was coming up over his top lip.
Yes.
Because I thought he accidentally rubbed blood over the top of his lip.
That's what I was thinking.
He didn't do that.
It was just becoming red.
I mean, he was a 23-year-old, 24-year-old guy who had never put a razor to his face.
And who knows, like, how hard he pressed down and...
No, and the, I guess the more concerning thing was that, you know, our bathroom in there, I don't know if that sink's ever been cleaned since we put it in 2002.
Not very sterile.
And he was, you know, cleaning out the razor by hitting the sink. You know how you do the deal. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I hope that doesn't have anything to do with his illness.
Well, and hopefully he doesn't have, like, ink poisoning or anything like that.
Yeah, that looked awful.
Well, but it wasn't really ink. Well, it kind of
No,
is.
It is. It looks awful.
It's an eyeliner.
Yeah, we got tons of tweets from around the country about that because Jerry Lawler retweeted David's picture as Jerry Lawler from the 80s, right? Yeah. With the crown goatee. So, yeah, a lot of people paid attention to that. And we look back at the pictures, and I don't know like if you do makeup for a living or if you've ever watched the YouTube tutorials, but I think maybe that was a fail.
Well, I really thought it was going to. Here's the thing. I didn't realize that I bought waterproof, and that doesn't smudge as well. And it was waterproof, which means it ended up looking like a bunch of little marks instead of what I was going for.
I am going to screenshot what you did here because, you know, we posted the shot that was a little bit further away that I'm going to post this so people who are up early this morning can see it. Take a look at what you did. You drew dots in his goatee and you can see the beginning of the infection above his lip.
I started the infection.
That's what the rumor is.
Oh, stop.
And when I look at him here, does he look like he's sick?
He looks like he's becoming uncomfortably sick.
We should call him this morning and see if he's getting enough rest.
Done. Let's do it.
At 6 o'clock in the morning on his day off.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that drives me crazy in life, and it happened to me this morning, and you know I've tried to do cardio, and it takes a lot for me to get up and do cardio first thing in the morning.
And you've done this for a few weeks now.
Yeah, and I don't enjoy it, but at the end of it, I like it. Like, the feeling's awesome at the end, but the idea of getting on this treadmill and running, and I don't crack the garage so it's hot and muggy and all that stuff. But the thing that drove me nuts this morning wasn't even like the pain in my legs or any of that stuff. The thing that drove me crazy was that I have those ankle socks, the no-show socks.
Were they starting to slide down your foot?
I don't even get it. One of them was perfect. My right foot, my sock ended up on my heel, and it was driving me nuts. But you can't stop because then it ruins everything.
But it's uncomfortable.
Right.
And it just starts, it gets all the way down to your toes.
Oh, it was driving me nuts.
I have the same socks.
What happened to you this morning? What's on your mind?
Goodness. That I'm ready for the weekend. When I woke up this morning, the first thing I thought was two more days.
Yeah.
Just of work, you know? But then again, I have to work this weekend. So let me rewind that statement.
Why don't you look forward to whenever your next weekend off is? It's going to be a minute, right?
It's going to be a second.
Yeah, that's just what happens when you have multiple jobs.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David the Barrel Boy's off today. He has an infection of his face, I believe. Maybe some IBS. I don't know what else is going on.
It's typically IBS.
The infection on his face, it looks like it's, you know, you set him up to have an awful problem.
I'm going to have to buy him some Neosporin.
So I sent a message to you guys last night. He never responded, so I think he probably went to bed probably about 5 o'clock.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
So I had this deal, and in trying to eat better, you know, I try to be really regimented most of the time.
And you are, seems like.
My wife, on the other hand, even when she works out, like, for whatever reason, if she does T25, it makes her so hungry.
Yeah.
That, like, eating a chicken breast or a piece of fish isn't going to sound good to her.
Right.
So she has the brilliant idea to bring up a place that I really enjoy their food.
Ooh.
She's like, do you want Steak Escape? And I'm like,
it's like dangling the carrot.
Oh my gosh. And you know what you're like in your head? You're dang right. I want steak escape because I love it. Mm-hmm. It's the bread and the steak and the cheese and the onions and the peppers. And
but you're doing so good with your nutritious habit.
Right. So I was preparing tilapia, which truthfully, nobody wants to eat tilapia.
Right.
Even sharks don't truly want to eat tilapia.
Right.
Right. It's like, oh, yes, that's the only fish that's left.
Right.
Right. But it's a less fatty fish and mm-hmm. all this kind of drama. So I have and I buy the frozen ones.
Yeah.
Right.
It's easier.
So it's frozen tilapia. Yeah. So then I have to thaw the tilapia and then I have to bake the tilapia.
Do you let it set out all day or do you put it in like is it in the little pre-packages?
Yeah, and it goes in the water. Yeah. And anyway.
Yep.
So I stayed steady and I was going to go ahead and do it right. And she went and came back with the greatest smelling food because like their fries. Oh my gosh. And you drag those fries through the ketchup.
Did she get a sandwich?
She got the sandwich and the fries.
What
and tons
kind
of ketchup.
Sandwich? I just want to live through her for a moment.
I think she just gets the regular, whichever one is the regular one. She used to always get like a club. I'm like, why are you getting the club when they have that steak and the cheese mm-hmm. and it mixes together and it's amazing.
Did you have a bite?
I didn't even have a bite. And she offered me half of it. I think she felt bad because she saw me trying to gag down fish.
Did you look at her like in contempt as she was eating? Like
I didn't want to look at her because it smelled so good as soon as she walked in the door.
I bet.
And it was like, and like legitimately I had these two fillets of tilapia and broccoli with no seasoning on the top. And at that point I'm like, you know what? It's not even worth trying to be in shape when I could be eating that stuff.
There was so much fish on your plate.
Ugh. Yeah, because I sent you all the picture of it.
Yes.
I'm like, here, Leslie goes off and gets great sounding food, and here I am stuck eating this.
Well, and that's what I had the night before. I had tilapia and like a mixed medley of vegetables. And then last night we had, because it was easy, and all of my kids will eat it, Taco Wednesday.
Taco Wednesday?
Well, I mean, I know it's Taco Tuesday, but that's what I was Wednesday. That's what I was coining it last night.
With regular ground beef or with taco or turkey meat?
Well, normally I would do turkey meat, but with the kids, I did like the 85%, you know, lean, whatever.
So $6.
Yeah. Yep.
Isn't that crazy?
And I was looking at it in the store too. I was comparing and I don't do that a lot. I think you've rubbed off on me.
Yeah. The interesting thing about that is I think I can remember going to the store and paying like 98 cents for ground beef. Oh, and like, you can't do that anywhere anymore.
No, not at all.
Just crazy. Taco Wednesday. That sounds good.
It was good. And we made them leave all their electronics up in their room to have a nice meal and talk. And we're going to start doing that from now on.
I think it's a good idea. It's so, gosh, hard to do now.
We
made
because
the kids are so used to bringing them.
Oh, yeah. And it's like,
everyone's watching their own thing.
We need to learn to have conversations instead of looking at little tablets. So we're cracking down on that mess.
Because it's over the top.
It is.
So we have a TV in our kitchen. You guys have a TV in your kitchen?
No, but sometimes I'll play music. We have like a speaker and I'll play music and while I'm cooking and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
an
so
inviting
we,
atmosphere.
We have the TV on and it's on, normally it's on Disney and Kai loves watching Casey Undercover. Mm-hmm. But even if that's on, he would still like to have that device in his hand. I don't even understand it. But it's like he can multitask with a computer and a device and a TV. And you're like, wait a minute, stop all of it because it's driving me nuts.
By the time they're like 50 and we're all gone, they're going to be able to do stuff with every single limb of their body.
Right. And they'll be piloting planes and all that kind of stuff. Like there is some stuff that Kai's learned from the stuff that he's done. It's like, wow, there's some skills there that he picked up maybe faster than I did when I was a kid. Like he can type and he knows how to spell all these different words.
It's just kind of bittersweet. Yeah. Like there needs to be like some kind of medium.
Is that the point, though, where we're getting old? Because are we becoming like, you know how, like, typically you see the grandparents.
Yep.
And they're, oh, back in my day, we didn't do that.
Probably a little bit. But it is sad that I think my kids haven't been, and I told them this last night. And I was like, y'all got to be able, when someone walks in a room, you've got to look up from your device and at least say hello. Like, don't just sit. It's like they completely.
Kelly, that's so 90s.
They have to be able to communicate.
I mean,
I get it.
It
doesn't matter what kind of job you have. They have to be able to.
Right. I agree.
Not just text each other when you're sitting in the same room. Come on.
But it's like David and his girlfriend. I bet the majority of their conversations, if they're not together, are via text, not over a phone call.
As they're sitting on the couch.
Next together. To each other. Right. My wife will text me from the other room.
Sometimes I do that. But we have stairs. So like if I
have heaven forbid you have to walk up the stairs.
I know, right?
That's crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip. And it seems that Justin Bieber is in our news feed all the time.
You know, I'm starting to feel sorry for him a little bit.
Are you serious?
Yes. Here's what happened. If things can't get any worse, he hit a photographer with his truck last night and put the guy in the hospital. He was leaving a church event in Beverly Hills, and the paparazzi blocked his path, probably like they normally do.
Sure.
And he accidentally hit one of them while gunning his engine. So like, or whatever, and he hit the dude.
So why do you gun the engine, though?
Well, he's probably like...
Get away!
Yeah, probably, and just wanted the sound effect, and maybe just didn't do it correctly. But the good news is the guy's okay. It's not clear how bad he's hurt, but we do know that his injuries were not life-threatening. But he got out of Bieber. Justin got out of his truck and stayed there for about 10 minutes with the guy. So he, at least he didn't flee the scene or anything.
Yeah, that's good.
But he stayed there with him until the paramedics got there and took him to the hospital. And they questioned Justin, but let him leave the scene. And they didn't issue him a citation. So I wonder if there's a little bit more to the story. Maybe the guy was just, the paparazzi guy was being a fool, you know?
No. And I've seen those videos where they're chasing people around and falling over. And like, it gets pretty wild.
Right.
And I can't imagine now, especially with him canceling the tour, the more people are trying to figure out what he's doing.
I think there's a mental breakdown going on, is what I think.
What, the Bieber breakdown?
Yep. I think that he's close to it.
But I've thought that for a while, because it seems like for the last couple of years, it's been one crazy story after another. You know, the crazy story on Britney was, what, was it 10 years ago, probably? Just about when she fried out, shaved her head and all that stuff?
Yes.
So for Britney fans like myself and you, that was not real fun.
We were very upset.
Well, because she had such a great image, and then all of a sudden it was like shot in a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But if you remember, there was a scene where she was mad at somebody and had an umbrella and was beating the guy's car.
Yeah.
So she had just shaved her head. She's beating the guy's car. Well, evidently the person whose car was being beaten kept the umbrella.
You know what? Do you blame him?
No, because now he's going to make money off of it. They say that this guy has, his name's Daniel Ramos. He kept the umbrella all these years. And now that he sees Britney is in a better spot, he thinks he should auction off a piece of Britney history.
Wow.
They're thinking this umbrella that she held and beat his car with could get around $50,000 in an auction.
Kidding me.
That's just a wild one.
Could you imagine someone selling a piece of your life when you completely had the worst fry out ever? Because we all have fry outs. Maybe not that in depth, but man.
Well, she fried out hard.
Yeah, I know.
Remember the pictures? And I think the worst picture isn't even the umbrella one. Was she eating Cheetos? And when she was halfway, like had half of her hair gone?
Yeah.
And like she had, I don't know how you'd describe it, even almost like the horseshoe looking thing.
Yes.
It was awful.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's not remember that.
I know.
Let's think about the photos that she posted on social media yesterday. Did you see those?
I don't think I did. Go ahead and explain.
I love
them.
Her, right? I think she's great.
Right, me too.
She kind of looks like maybe she was in the wax museum.
Really?
You got to go take a look at that.
Okay.
And then there's rumors on American Idol out as well. We told you that Katy Perry's confirmed about $25 million. Ryan Seacrest, about $10
million. Right.
Well, there's talk about the other judges, and there's three people whose names keep getting brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Lionel Richie, Charlie Puth, who is kind of a newer pop star from the last couple of years, and there's a country star now in the mix as well, and it's Luke Bryan.
I think any of those choices would be great, but of course I'm a little, you know, I would kind of think that Luke Bryan would be really cool.
Yeah,
especially for us, you
know? Luke, Katy, Seacrest, and one more person?
Yeah.
That would be huge. If you could score Luke, because, you know, he's one of the hottest, if not the hottest act in country.
I do love some Lionel, though.
I love Lionel, too. I say Lionel, Luke, Katy, boom, you're done.
Yeah.
Because Lionel could do some of the Motownish type stuff. Anyway, every morning on K-Fine, we gotcha gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I was thinking a few minutes ago when you were talking about Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
Bieber got in trouble because he hit somebody last night. He ran over a photographer.
Yes.
The story is the guy's okay, but he hit him, he clipped him, whatever the story was. And I remember a story, because you were saying he revved his engine.
Mm-hmm.
Give me what that would sound like when he revs his engine. Like, be the engine.
I don't know.
Okay. So that's what you think his car sounds
maybe.
Like.
Maybe.
So I remember 1995. Set the scene, okay?
Okay.
The Mid-South Coliseum, right by Liberty Land. Do you remember where that was?
Yes.
Okay, so the Coliseum was like the venue in Memphis before the Pyramid, before the FedEx Forum. So we wrestled there in 1995. We were supposed to be, if you were a talent, you know, it was kind of like you were supposed to be a star on Monday nights.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember arriving in Memphis, 1995. I was driving, I think it was an 89 or a 90 Ford, Ranger extended cab or something like that. So I had a red pickup truck with the extended cab on it. And here I pull up, long blonde hair, bleached out, from Texas, Texas plates in Memphis. Right? So I kind of stood out. There weren't a lot of guys who looked like me going through Memphis. So at the Mid-South Coliseum, we would park inside an enclosed area. Kind of like a lot of venues now have it where like the talent, the sports stars, the artists kind of pull in.
Right.
So back then you really didn't do that at the Mid-South Coliseum. There was a gated area where the fans couldn't get to the wrestlers or the stars' vehicles. Kind of like outside of the Convo.
Yeah.
How they have that little parking area. So we parked in this area, and I remember starting up my Ford Ranger that my grandfather gave me and I never made a payment on, but I remember starting it up and there was a squeaky belt. And I remember as the fans were outside after the event that I thought, I can't have a squeaky belt because I'm a TV star.
Right.
And this belt is squeaking like crazy, and I'm mortified. Because I'm thinking about, you know, Jerry Lawler pulls up in his Cadillac and his car sounds perfect. And Bill Dundee shows up in his Lincoln and his car sounds perfect. I start my Ford Ranger and it's going really loud.
Yeah.
It was a stick shift as well. So I decide that the best way to stop the belt from squeaking is to start to rev the engine to kind of, I guess I thought the belt was going to go faster.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm getting ready to pull out of there. I'm mortified that I have to pull through all these people outside, all these fans, and my vehicle is squeaking. So I rev the engine and accidentally let off the clutch, which causes my truck to dart toward people.
Oh my gosh. So it looked like you were mad and you were like,
so I peel off toward fans. Yeah, that was a bad guy. So my tires go, I speed off through the crowd, and I'm scared then because like, what if I would have hit somebody? They're going to think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I remember showing up the next week at the Mid-South Coliseum, and they weren't going to allow me to perform until I apologized to all the security crew for endangering their lives as I whipped out of the parking lot.
No way.
True story. Because you know it's embarrassing when your car's making noises.
It's really embarrassing.
You pull up at a drive-thru.
I've had those cars before.
Oh. And even a good car ends up having noises at some point.
I had a car that the window got messed up and it wouldn't roll down. So if I went through a drive-thru, I was opening my door.
Did you have to step out?
Well, yeah. Yeah, I did. A couple times.
It's mortifying, right?
It was, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I remember we pulled up at Jeff Jarrett's house in Hendersonville, Tennessee. This was one of my first meetings when I was about to move to Nashville. And we pulled up and Leslie wanted a van at one point. And for people with multiple kids, vans are awesome. Like my sister-in-law has a van and it's ideal.
Yeah.
She has three kids and two adults. There's five people riding. For me, Leslie and Kai, it wasn't necessarily needed when he was one or two or three or whatever. So she has a maroon van that we drive around. And I guess I wasn't real good at the maintenance at that point. And we pull up at Jeff's house in this really nice neighborhood with all these big houses and the lake behind us and all that stuff. And our van is squeaking. And I'm like, this is so...
It brought bad memories.
It's so mortifying. Like, dur, dur, dur. Here I am, embarrassing car.
Here comes the family from Arkansas.
Right. It's like we're the Beverly Hillbillies. Yeah. It's like I'm... who would I be? Would I be Jethro? You'd definitely be Ellie Mae.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I have to look at the... I need to look at the picture.
It was Jethro, Granny, Ellie Mae. Was it Jed Clampett?
Jed was the old guy. It's really been a second.
Right? Jethro was the kid, was a young guy.
Now, are you talking about the movie or the
Jethro
TV show?
Jethro Bodine.
Bodine. That's right.
Yeah. That show was a classic show, too.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We were talking about how, you know, I felt a number of times in the past when my car was squeaking or rattling or whatever that I felt like maybe, you know, we were the Clampets rolling into places. Hey, here we are, everybody. We kind of felt like that. And then I found the theme song. Let me see if you know the words, okay? You think you know it?
Parts.
Do you think you know? Okay. Tell me how it starts.
Here's a little story about a man named Jed.
A poor...
Barely kept his family fed.
And then...
One day he was...
Shooting at some...
Birds? I don't know.
Shooting at some birds.
Crude. No. Shooting at
some food.
Oh, food.
And up through the... I think it was up through the ground came a bubbling crude oil. That is. Here it is. See how right she was. This is a test this morning.
I can play the banjo just like this.
Can you? Fantastic. What's up, Ellie Mae? This is the extended remix version.
Listen to my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then one day he was shooting at some food, and up through the ground came a bubbling crude. All that is
black gold.
Black gold.
Texas tea. Oh, okay, it's enough of that. That's not even the TV
Texas
version.
What's Texas tea, Mr. Texas?
Well, I guess it's just the fact that it was oil. Wasn't Texas like an oil state at one point?
Yeah.
I think so. I don't know. Don't give me the lie.
You need to know your history.
There was a deal out today I saw that was so funny and so relatable to me. It talks about people who were surveyed. They were saying, what's the one food that once you start eating it, you can't stop?
Oh, goodness.
You have one?
What do I not can't stop? I would say it's probably chips.
Yep.
And right now I'm on this tortilla lime. It's these tortilla chips with a hint of lime.
Yeah, those are good.
And I'm addicted to them.
So they say salty snacks, number one. Oh. Chips, pretzels, other salty snacks like that. They say that's the toughest thing. And I started it the other day because Kai loves chips too.
Mm-hmm.
It's like his snack food. Like, yeah. Get some chips, Dad. What kind of chips do you like? And me, like he and I, it's so weird because we are so much the same. He loves salt and vinegar chips.
Me too.
Dude, if I eat one of those, it's like I gotta keep going back. Mm-hmm. Like Cool Ranch, I had those. Those are pretty good.
Doritos.
When you bring me some Cheetos, I'm gonna tear those things up. You like the puffs or the other ones?
I like the smaller,
the harder ones. Mm-hmm. The smaller, harder ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. The puffy ones aren't as, like, I don't really like those. I didn't like those either.
Yeah.
But man, he wanted the salt and vinegar, and I was all about that.
Yeah, salt and vinegar makes my mouth water.
Did you guys see that? Did you guys? It's just me and you. The story on how this fall is supposed to be really hot. Like the headline was, great. No need to bust out the sweaters if you live in the South. And they show this map of how, you know, we're going to have this really hot fall as well.
Is it the climate change stuff?
I don't know. You hear so many different stories about that. And then the thing that we keep seeing in the news, and we'll talk more about this in three things in a few minutes, but the story from Ohio.
Terrible.
There's a ride called the Fireball that had a malfunction, and one of essentially, if you consider those little areas, like the individual like pods or whatever, cars on those rides, well, one of them opened up and threw people off the ride and somebody died.
Yeah, and they're showing it all over the place today.
It's absolutely awful. And I'm one of those people who's always been like nervous around rides.
Yeah.
But even when we went out, you know, we went somewhere a couple weeks ago where we rode rides.
Yeah.
And I felt more comfortable with it. And then I see these stories and they sensationalize it so much in the news. And I'm like, golly, every time we do anything, we're taking a risk.
Watching what I'm seeing on TV this morning about some of that, I'm like, my kids are never getting on a ride again.
Have you seen the new Netflix documentary, What the Health?
No, but I've heard a ton about it. Have you watched? I'm guessing you've watched
it. We started it, yeah. And it was all about basically how you're not supposed to eat anything. Except, you know,
water and less.
Like, really, that's what it kind of comes down to. It talks about even like, you know, we're convinced today that chicken is good for you. Chicken breasts are good. It's one of the most healthy things you can eat. I eat them like tons of them. And then they show the chickens and how, you know, the carcinogens. And you're going, oh, my gosh, is this stuff real?
Is it a vegan type show? Like, are they telling you to go vegan?
Plant based? Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That'd be tough.
So we were about 30 minutes into it and I was talking to my wife and I'm like, I wonder who produced this. Because I'm thinking it's somebody who like sells vegan products.
Right, right.
And you find out that, you know, the producers, you know, use, and people who don't believe in that, who believe you should be able to eat chicken and turkey and all that, are telling you that it's okay and that they use limited studies and blah, blah, blah. So you hear it from both sides. You hear, don't eat this. You hear, oh, they're lying about this. And I'm like, golly, what do? Do we paralyze ourselves and never eat again?
I know. It's like every single thing seems like it's bad for you.
Right. Breathing the air with, you know, and then global warming and all this different stuff. And you're like, what do? How do we live? I guarantee you my grandmother, who's 94, didn't have the same worries back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Definitely not.
Because, dude, they were eating beef and eggs and chicken and Spam.
We were riding around with no seatbelts.
I know.
No car seats.
And maybe we're smarter now based on research.
Yeah.
At the same point, I think that we're almost, you know, it seems like you're kind of paralyzed by the fear when you watch those kind of things too. We turned it off.
Yeah.
And it might be, you know, all the way true, but like, I don't know. It was one of those deals where.
It's a downer a little bit.
It was like when we watched the news and Leslie never watches much of the national news. And when she saw the deal about North Korea having the bombs that could reach over here to the United States, she's like, why do people want to watch this?
Right.
It's like, we want to be aware, but at the same point. You don't want to be paralyzed by fear.
Yeah, you want to live your life and be able to be happy without worrying about that every single moment.
So, yeah, What the Health is an interesting documentary. If I thought I could go vegan, I would try it.
You know who is vegan?
Who's vegan?
Your girl.
Who?
Well, one of them. Carrie.
Oh, Carrie's. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I saw that one of the Jenners was going vegan. Which one was it? Kylie? She said she was going to try it.
Really?
Yes.
I think I could be a vegetarian, but I don't think I could be vegan.
I might. It just depends how you could get all the protein that I would eat. Because if somebody could tell me how to do that, I might give it a try.
Yeah.
But dude, I love steak. Like, I that's know. My favorite. You give me a bloody steak and I'm happy.
Mm.
Or sushi. Give me the raw fish.
You like the raw fish? Really?
I don't need my food cooked.
Ugh.
Yeah, anything but that tilapia I had last night, I'm good.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
I am. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Florence. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today, Thursday, July 27th of 2017. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Shannon Rogers Rush from Strong Arm Appliance Repair of Jonesboro. Happy birthday. Anna Mitchell from Wynn is 45 years old today. How about Michael Scott Stevens from McKinney, Texas?
Oh.
25 years old. I have family and friends who live in McKinney.
Really?
That's crazy. Of course, you can always listen to the podcast, Brandon Baxter in the Morning, iTunes, Google Play Music, all that stuff, and the K-Fine mobile app, which is K-F-I-N in your app stores. Marsha Miller of Harrisburg is celebrating today. Brenda Danner of Cherokee Village, one-year-old. Megan Morris of Jonesboro, 34. Amber Chipman of Jonesboro is 26 today. Ricky Taylor from Corning is 23. Ray Shimpert from Wynn, 66. And Devin Nelson of Jonesboro celebrates a birthday today as well. And if you have a birthday, we say this. We say,
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Easy on the eyes. Alex Rodriguez is 42. Of course, that's J-Lo's boyfriend at the moment.
Well, he's kind of known for being a somewhat good baseball player.
Yeah. And oh, making, there's that. Yeah.
Making millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, those eyes, though. All right.
His good eyes?
Yeah.
All right.
Maya Rudolph is 45. She was on Saturday Night Live, and she was also in the movie Bridesmaids. Love that movie.
Yeah, she's funny.
Triple H is 48.
Oh, my gosh. I should play some Triple H.
You should.
Because I've actually worked with him a couple of times.
Yeah.
Let's do some Triple H. How about this?
It's time to play the game.
It's time to play the game.
Time to play the game.
That's good music, right?
Yep.
Triple H, here's my Triple H story. Backstage at the Convocation Center, I dislocated my shoulder in the middle of a match against like Lawler and Dundee and the Cat or something like that.
Yeah.
I get back to the dressing room and Triple H is like, "You okay, kid?" And I'm like, "I don't really think so." And he said, "Let me look at your shoulder."
Was it like kind of like hanging out
I got,
of the socket?
Well, I got it back in. I pulled it back in. But Triple H said, "I have to do this to Mick Foley all the time." And he put his hand and worked my shoulder back into place to make sure it was right.
Did you act cool or did you like scream?
It's like, "Oh, thank you, Mr. Mr. H."
Right.
I mean, he's just a massive dude.
Yeah.
But he's a really nice guy too. So happy birthday to Triple H who celebrates today.
Bill Engvall is 60. Did I say that correctly?
You did. Here's your sign.
Yep, here's your sign. And then Cheyenne Kimball is 27. She used to be in the group Gloriana.
Yeah, I like
her. I ain't here to do anything halfway. Don't give a damn what anyone might say.
I think they opened up for Taylor Swift at the concert.
Really?
I think so. Do you remember them?
Oh, yeah. I loved this song.
They did this song as well. Gloria. So Cheyenne Kimball was also, and the reason I liked her so much, and you'll remember this too, she was featured on MTV. They were doing some kind of a TV show. It was either MTV or VH1.
Mm-hmm.
And she was one of those stars to watch out for before she made it to Gloriana.
Yep.
See if this song sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Cheyenne Kimball's the one who ended up, you know, as a part of Gloriana, they're getting their big break, they're touring. They have songs on the radio.
And she left the group, right?
She fell in love and left the group.
That's right.
And the group never really came back together after that. It's a crazy, crazy way for that to go. Can you imagine you get your big break and all of a sudden you're done because of the relationship?
Yeah. Mm.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Megan Morris, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard, and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, the barrel boy, is off today. He has an infection.
Of the face.
He has a face infection. I'm not sure exactly how he got that. We'll blame Kelly for it. I believe Kelly gave him a face infection.
He has already sent me his doctor bill.
Oh, he should.
I know.
You're the reason for his problem.
I know.
I don't know what you put on his face, but whatever it was caused an infection. So.
Well, he's kind of sensitive, so it's just probably sensitivity to the makeup.
Yeah, he's got that young skin.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll be back in the studio tomorrow and get well to David, who's resting at home this morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
When you think of Brantley Gilbert, I think, or when I hear his name, I'm like, you know what? He is one of those guys that won't take anything off anybody. Oh, I mean, even in his, he's got those tattoos, and he just looks like he's just, I mean, he looks like he could fight.
Well, dude, he's jacked up, yeah. He looks like he could be an MMA fighter.
The microphone that he uses in his concerts has brass knuckles on them.
Right.
All right, so.
Just like mine in here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
This one has brass knuckles.
So you think of him as this bad boy, but when it's not when it comes to family, and they were asking him. Of course, him and his wife are expecting their first child in November, and this is what he says. He says, I'm a little bit emotional about this stuff right now. I can't look at an ultrasound picture without crying. And he said, but that's about it. That's literally the only thing that's going to get a tear out of my eye is this baby, man. So think about that. We always talk about how emotional we are.
Oh, my gosh. I cry about everything.
Right.
I cry about lunch, dinner,
right,
breakfast.
Right. We just always cry. But
I catch a red light, I cry.
Right. I thought that was a sweet, sweet story about Brantley.
No, it is, because we don't think of him as being the type that would sit down and cry.
And he did talk about how he's also glad he's not having a girl, because he'd probably go to prison.
Oh, my gosh, for sure. Like, ultimately, I mean, Kai's what I cry about, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, oh, my goodness. If I think about those days where he's getting older and I see those pictures and he's a baby, and then I think one day he's going to move out and one day we're not going to be cool, and I start going, oh, my gosh, I'm going to get emotional thinking about it.
I know.
So your husband's the same way, though. He's
is.
A softie for the kids. So.
He is.
Luke Combs had a number one song with Hurricane.
Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning.
I love the story on Luke Combs because he's talking about how for a long time he drove the same car. Okay, and he's just now been able to upgrade to a 2017 King Ranch F-250.
Oh, wow. What are those running now?
Between 60 and 70,000.
Woo!
But the best part was forever, up until he bought this truck, he was driving around in a 2000 Dodge Neon.
Well, and he's a bigger guy, too, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. And yeah. He's got like kind of this scruffy beard and the hat. You know, like he's straight up, looks like the type of guy who would love going to the dirt track and drinking a ton of beer. You know, like.
And neons are pretty small, right?
Yeah, he described himself in the neon as looking like Donkey Kong in a Mario Kart. That car had 160,000 miles on it.
Well, good for him.
So, I mean, imagine he's going in to talk to the record label and he pulls up in that. You know, and now he's able to go out and buy a $60,000 to $70,000 truck.
I bet he ends up writing a song about his Dodge Neon.
You think he will?
Yeah.
Maybe it'll be in the Country Music Hall of Fame one
day. Yeah, yeah.
It's just cool, though, to think that, you know, just a few months ago, that guy was driving around in the neon, and now, man, a song hits, makes him famous, the tours light up, and boom, all of a sudden the money comes in that fast.
Driving around with a smile on his face now.
I'm still waiting for a moment like that in my life.
Are you?
To where I'm going to go out and buy a $60,000 or $70,000
yeah,
vehicle.
I think I'm going to be waiting on that moment for a while.
So I think we'll use this time to ask for a raise.
Great. Yes.
You know how you were telling me the other day that you were really fed up with your financial situation?
Yes.
And so I
make
actually,
it up. Yeah.
I make that up and you agree.
Yeah.
Hey, me too.
Yeah.
Oh, what are we going to have for dinner? Probably nothing tonight, honey.
Yeah. Piece of bread.
Hey, maybe next week when we get paid, we'll be better off.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's your country music news. 740 in K-Fine Country.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I want to see if we can break some news this morning.
Okay.
On our show. I hope he'll answer. Because I've heard a lot about the planning stages, of course.
He's not going to answer.
If I don't look at the phone, I can't really
another
hit the right number.
Another reason you need glasses.
Oh, hush about that. Anyway, I wanted to see if we can reach out to a buddy of mine about the Jonesboro Barbecue Festival.
Oh, yeah. It's coming up.
Good morning.
What's up, Tim McCall?
I'm ready for you, man, I guess.
All right. So we're live, 7:47. Tim McCall joins us. Are you on your way to work, or what are you doing this morning?
I'm actually getting ready to go, so I'm not driving and talking on the phone. So.
Tim, it sounds like you might still be halfway asleep.
Are you sleep talking?
No, I'm awake. I'm good to go.
Have you had your breakfast yet?
I have not.
Oh, Tim, you know, breakfast is one of the most important meals of the day.
I'm sure you are at some live event at a donut shop around my office probably. Or is that tomorrow?
Hey, we're not there this week.
Okay.
All right. So we wanted to get you on it because, you know, we've heard these rumblings about the barbecue event that happens downtown. And I wanted to see if we could maybe, you know, pry some information out of you early this morning.
Absolutely.
All right. So can we make anything official this morning on the show? Because, again, you're live. This isn't like just me calling you to chat. This is like you're in front of everybody right now.
Absolutely. Go live if you wish.
So. Tim, you are completely exposed.
Good luck.
I usually am. I've been for a long time.
All right. So the barbecue festival, do we have a date yet?
It's September the 30th, Saturday, September 30th. And we actually have one of country music's hottest new stars is going to headline on the Ritter Communications stage. They're our main sponsor aside from the Advertising and Promotion Commission,
right?
Which is the primary sponsor. But Scotty McCreery is going to be the main act this year. And, you know, I'm sure where he was American Idol winner in 2011 and sold millions of albums since then. I think there are 3 to 3.5 million albums since his debut, and has just a rack of awards he's received. So I was, you know, I certainly remember him when he was on. I'm not a huge American Idol fan, but I do remember him when he was on there. And after I started looking and we started looking at what all he's done and some of the accolades he's been given by the musicians and the associations, he's pretty impressive, and he does have a great voice as well.
You know what I'm thinking about that? When I think about Scotty McCreery coming down to the barbecue festival and it being awesome outside and the environment being right, people hanging out all day, and then you know what I'm thinking about that? I'm thinking I'm feeling it.
Whoa, whoa, ain't nothing like feeling that summertime feeling. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Scotty McCreery at the Barbecue Festival, September the 30th. That's going to be awesome. Again, anybody who was able to go on American Idol and then win American Idol in front of 20 or 25 million people.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We also have, we're going to have Barrett Baber. And, you know, he's somewhat of a local face. I believe he NBC, he was a finalist on NBC's The Voice recently. And, you know, I've seen some interviews and stuff. Even Blake Shelton said that Barrett sounds like no other music on country radio and swears he's going to be a star. So
now Barrett's awesome. And actually Kelly's
I've never seen him actually. I'm looking
awesome.
Forward to it though.
One of the things, because he's played for us a couple of times at different places, and I always say, because he even spent like an hour with us one morning on the air. Like when he performs, he gets so into the performance and into the music.
Yeah.
The man, he's sweating and it's going crazy. And it's like he's sweating passion for music.
He puts everything out there. And just like Tim was saying, Blake Shelton called him, said he reminded him of Garth Brooks. That's a huge compliment.
No, Barrett's concerts are awesome. And the fact that he has such a local following from Marion, that he has family here in Jonesboro. You know, his wife is actually from the city and her family still lives here. So Baber's coming back to K-Fine Country as well, so we're excited for that. Scotty McCreery and Barrett Baber at the Barbecue Festival.
There's Baber right there. Got a feeling
He's also actually tied in with Walmart now, and I wasn't aware of this just still recently, but he's doing, Coca-Cola has him doing their summer campaign music
for
the entire summer. That's big. I mean, that's when you got Walmart and Coca-Cola behind you.
Oh yeah.
And you're a new star, I guess, if you will. You're going somewhere anyway, doing something right. But now we, of course, we're going to have the barbecue festival this year. similar to the last. And we're going to be giving away over $10,000 in prizes. And
That's awesome.
We're hoping to have 100% Kansas City barbecue sanctioned judges this year. We're doing a lot of different things for them, giveaways as well. So if anybody is a KCB judge and wants to sign up to judge the barbecue, they can go to the Kansas City Barbecue Society site, and I'm sure they're already familiar with how to do that. But yeah, we're looking forward to this year just in general. I mean, it's going to be I think we've got two good acts, and we're excited to have two free shows for the community, which is always nice when you don't have to pay to go see a concert. So.
Well, this truly ends up being one of my favorite days of the year, because typically we get a babysitter, and me and my wife go down and we spend the whole day and much of the night downtown and just get to enjoy everything the downtown is and just the fun and
great food.
Yeah, it's barbecue. Great atmosphere.
Well, then you stand there and you watch these shows and you're like, oh my gosh, the lights are big, you know, because you guys go all out. If people knew the expense that you guys took into making sure the stage and the lights and all that was there, I mean, those numbers are ridiculous, but you want that performance and that presentation to be top notch.
Yeah, and I was excited. I got an email, I guess a day or two ago, from the from McCreary's, basically his rider, and he brings his own additional set of lights on top of what we have to supply.
Oh wow!
So I'm looking forward to that. You know, Brett Michaels brought his confetti, and we had to clean all that up the next morning. But that's I'm looking forward to the lights this year. So.
I'll bring confetti.
But it was nothing but a good time.
It was. Hey, how about we do this? We all bring silly string, and we shoot them at Tim
there
McCall.
You go.
Yes, perfect.
There you go.
I choose purple.
Water balloons or something.
Hey, that's even better.
One other thing, though, aside from Ritter Communication Stage, Hijinks is going to be setting up a bigger area for kids this year, and I'm sure there will be a small cost. We haven't gotten to that point yet, but with donations going to a charity.
Awesome.
So, you know, everything for the most part is free downtown when you're fiddling around. And, of course, the food, you know, vendors will be down there selling. But there will be a small fee if you want to let your kids go play in the Hijinks Kids area. Lots of different fun. And I think Stacy Blackston is really working hard to get some different things down there. Maybe some new things that we haven't seen in Jonesville. So
they're good people at Hijinks, too. So think about this. Mark it on your calendar. You want to be in town on Saturday, September the 30th, downtown Jonesboro, the Barbecue Festival. Scotty McCreary, Barrett Baber, all kinds of fun, great food, the kids area from Hijinks. Tim, if people want to find out more, or maybe they want to get the applications to be a part of the barbecue contest, what's the best spot they can go to do that?
They can go to Facebook, and it's just Downtown Jonesboro Barbecue Fest, or they can go, we'll have it up on the city website as well, and then we'll, of course, y'all have it, I believe, up on your website,
as
you usually do, so we'll provide all that information to y'all. So those are three real easy and real quick places to go pull stuff off and sign up, and we look forward to having everybody downtown on September 30th.
All right, Tim McCall, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for breaking the news with us.
Thank you all for your support. Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. Tim McCall, obviously it's a big deal for us to be able to break that news this morning. Scotty McCreary, Barrett Baber coming back to K-Fine Country. That's going to be September the 30th with the Downtown Jonesboro Barbecue Fest.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Rodney Poff has been here since what time? 6:15?
Yeah.
What's? And you're just getting to us.
Yes, 6.15 seconds ago, yeah.
What have you been doing this morning, Rodney?
I've been down the hallway.
Hanging out.
I was hanging out
drinking
with,
beer.
I was hanging out with with the wolf.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And hanging out with Kiss. So
all right. So we have, this is going to be true rip and read.
Wow.
Hey, did you hear the news? I don't know if you probably didn't hear this, but we just got to break the news a few minutes ago about the Downtown Jonesboro Barbecue Festival.
Yeah.
September 30th. We talked to Tim McCall.
I got that last night. What are you talking about?
He's one of the cooks.
Oh, I forgot. Your butts.
Excuse me?
What? What is the name of your team?
Pork Chop Mafia.
Oh, that.
Oh, yeah.
Pork Chop Mafia. They're going to be out there. Are you going to be there doing your barbecue?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm a little thrown off here. I apologize.
What?
What's that on your chin? What is that?
What do you mean?
What is that?
He has a growth.
It's a goatee, right?
Oh. Growth.
Oh, that's
goatee.
Funny. That's Brandon, that's cute. That's cute.
So you come in here late and then insult me? Anyway, Scotty McCreary is going to be there. Barrett Baber is going to be at the Barbecue Festival September the 30th. I don't know if you know about this, but touch that microphone with your hand right there.
Hello?
There's an infection on there, sucker.
Yeah, be careful.
That's what you get.
Don't get too close. You'll get David's infection.
You realize David's gone today, right?
You know, I was listening. I actually did listen.
You did?
Oh, fantastic. And I realized that I didn't hear him, so I didn't know if you guys, you know,
he
had
just
him
has,
out somewhere.
No,
or,
it's no. just a simple infection of the face.
Did you see where he, like, because he started to grow a little goatee as well, but it was growing in just to look like Jerry Lawler's from the 80s, right?
Oh, yeah.
It looked like the crown. So we sent him off to buy razors. He had never shaved his face with a razor until yesterday.
Yeah.
And once he got in, I don't know if what he did wrong, but he had all these like breakouts all over his face.
Well, he kept touching it too. He kept touching his face.
And then Kelly decided she, I don't know why she thought she needed to color in his crown looking goatee.
So that's good.
I'm showing him the picture. Oh, that's a better picture.
Yeah, so I zoomed in on it. So she colored in this goatee with some type of ink.
But it looks just like Jerry Lawler's.
And he's out today.
Yes, it does look just like Jerry Lawler's.
It's just a little off on
when you see
color.
Those two beside each other. We need to feed David.
So similar.
He's got to eat a burger or something.
So similar, yet so different.
Anyway, Lawler retweeted that out to over a million people yesterday.
That's cool.
So, anyway, we're talking about our Legends event. I kind of gave you a heads up on this, and I can't announce the other names, but the person I told you about that you were like, no way you can get that guy.
Yeah.
I had a great call with him yesterday. We're probably about to lock it in.
Awesome.
So anyway, the Legends of Wrestling thing will come back here this fall. All right. Rodney comes in from Jonesboro.com and Occasions Magazine. And we talk about the events that are happening today. The Fowler Center, Pinocchio. What's up with that?
Pinocchio 3.5.
Come on now.
Mm. Yeah. This is presented by Arkansas State Theater, again at the Fowler Center. Gil Bates has the greatest software company on earth.
Wait, Gil Bates?
Gil Bates.
Gil, okay. Yes.
But there's still something missing in his life. That would be children.
Oh, man.
He builds a robot companion named Pinocchio.
Okay.
But this mischievous mass of microchips is led into a consumer frenzy.
Uh-oh.
What follows is a wacky retelling of the 19th century classic about what it takes to become a real human being.
Cool.
So that should be pretty cool. That's the shows are today at 10 and 2. And then Friday at 10 and 7:30. You can call 972-2037 for ticket information.
All right, Helmets and Heels, that's going on tonight at the Johnny Allison Tower on the campus
of
ASU.
That's right. Helmets and Heels starts at 5 o'clock. That's the shopping and the social part. The 7 o'clock, the program starts. You get to meet A-State football coaches and their wives. There's a live auction. $55 tickets and all the shopping you can do.
Yeah, that's a fun event.
Worth that. So call 972-2781 for that.
All right. Hijinks has a back to school bash happening.
This is pretty cool. This is hosted by the Arkansas Hands and Voices. This is at Hijinks at 3102 Shelby Drive. This is for children who are deaf or hard of hearing and their families. It's free for them. This will be held from 6 to 8 tonight. It will feature activities, snacks, and equipment checks by audiologists. So that's really cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
I haven't heard about an event like that happening right here.
No.
That's cool. Saturday, there is a deal going on at the ASU Farmers Market. What's that?
8 o'clock Saturday morning, the Farm Camp at the Market. Fairhaven Farms will be bringing their Farm Camp program, which includes demonstrations, hands-on activities, and a few furry farm celebrities. That should be good. Really cool.
Cool.
For the kids and for you.
For me.
The way your eyes just lit up. Yeah.
I love stuff like that. I do love stuff like that. I'm still a kid in that way.
Yep.
Jonesboro.com to find out all about the events coming up here in K-Fine Country.
I can tell by that beard. Yeah, you're still a kid.
Some people say it looks good. Oh, man. There goes my self-confidence.
I know.
Straight
I'm
through
gonna,
the floor
I know.
Today. Anyway, Jonesboro.com to find out more about that. Let's talk live music. Y'all are high-fiving?
We've had this planned all morning.
Live music, attention members and guests, what's happening at the Brick House?
Friday night at the Brick, DJ Sykes Dance Party, and Saturday, the Dylan Kate Band.
All right, J-Town's Grill, what do they have going on?
Friday night, they will have Dylan Kate there, and Saturday, they will have the PF Flyers.
Skinny J's has music coming up tonight.
Tonight at Skinny J's, Tony Spinner.
All right, the 501 Steakhouse, what are they doing?
Friday and Saturday, Melanie Taylor.
I got a tweet the other day from the 501 telling me to come out appetizers. And then I started thinking about that goat cheese filet. Oh, my gosh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Sully's, what are they doing tonight?
Tonight, jazz night. Friday night, karaoke.
And then Godsey's Grill has music.
They do. Friday night, they'll have Caleb Dodd. And Saturday, Blaine Pillow.
Omar's Uptown has music.
Friday night, Carrie Lee. Saturday night, Nathan Crouch.
Upper Crust on Shelby Drive has music.
Saturday night, Tony Spinner and Terry Carter.
And then Doe's Eat Place is doing music on Saturday as well.
That's right. And at Doe's Eat Place Saturday, that will be Low Tide.
All right. Find out more when you log on to jonesboro.com. It is the city website. And, of course, pick up a copy of Occasions Magazine. Probably the biggest issue of the year is out right now for Occasions Magazine. As Rodney Poff so eloquently puts at the end of every jonesboro.com event roster,
Poff off.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I want to give you the elements of a perfect job. Mm-hmm. And I want you to see if these kind of fit into your criteria.
Okay.
Are you scared to say yes or no?
No, I mean, I'll be honest.
Because when we're looking at a situation like, what's the perfect job? They kind of have a study that's kind of figured it out. I'm not sure that many of us get to live this job.
Okay.
So here's what it sounds like. Let's see here. The elements of the perfect job, 24 hours a week total or 5 hours a day. Like we blow that out far, like yeah, way far.
Yeah.
So yeah, we don't have the perfect job. $80,000 a year.
I'm going to say negative.
Free food in the office.
Every once in a while.
But it's not like, it's only because people are nice.
Yeah.
It's not like they go out of their way to pay, like to bring us food.
Right, yeah.
A dress code that lets you wear jeans.
Oh, yay.
Bing.
Yes.
We have the, well, kind of a perfect job. It's only 12 minutes from where you live.
That's a good.
Oh my gosh. This blows my mind. 6 weeks of paid vacation.
Yeah, I don't have that.
How many people truly have that?
Yeah.
I remember this is a classic story. So the company that owned this group of radio stations prior to our local ownership, I had just earned like the 3 weeks of vacation. I had been here just long enough to get 3 weeks of vacation. And then when the new company came in, it got wiped back in. You basically started over.
Oh.
And it was like, oh, I just got there. Like yeah. I just got there that month, I think. And then boom, it changes. Flexible work hours.
We have to be here. Well, right? I mean, it's not really flexible.
And for me, outside of doing the show, it's pretty flexible. So I'll go ahead and ring the bell for myself. Yep. A cool boss who wants to go out for a drink.
Yes. What?
Okay. Your husband?
Yeah.
The elements of a perfect job right there. We all have those stresses about work and stuff like that.
Yep.
But I don't know anybody who only has to work 24 hours a week. And then at the same point works 24 hours and makes 80 grand.
Right.
And has 6 weeks off.
That'd be an amazing job.
If anybody has that job.
Sign us up.
Please. I'll quit now.
Oh, wow.
Is that jumping out a little too far?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, maybe not now. Maybe later.
Negotiation. Whatever. Negotiations. Can start now.
Yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate the help on that.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
And I got you gossip on Justin Bieber. He's having a, let's just say, a bad week right now. Yeah. Okay, so last night he hit a photographer with his truck, put the guy in the hospital. He was leaving a church event in Beverly Hills when the paparazzi, like they normally do, blocked his path. And he accidentally hit one of them while gunning his engine. So he kind of revved his engine a little bit, like, get out of my way. And I guess his foot, something happened. And he was turning out, hit this guy. The good news is the guy's okay. And it didn't look like he was having any, like life-threatening injuries.
Sure.
But Bieber got out of his truck. And there's a whole video of it. He stayed with the guy for about 10 minutes.
Well, that's good.
Like, put his hand on him. Was like, you know, you could tell he was talking to him. But he stayed until the police got there. So that was good. Because you kind of think of Bieber as running. I don't know.
Yeah, no, he'd just keep going.
Yeah, so he got there till the paramedics got there, and they questioned Justin, but they did not give him a citation.
That's good.
So it might have been like a two-fault type thing.
Yeah, and the paparazzi does. They get pretty aggressive when a star comes around.
Uh-huh.
If you remember back, and I can't remember the exact year, it seems like it was about 10 years ago, maybe less, Britney Spears had her breakdown, her fry out. She shaved her head. She went off with her umbrella and attacked a guy in a car.
Yes.
And the paparazzi caught every bit of it. So the guy whose car was attacked, I don't know how he ended up with that umbrella, the green umbrella that Britney was using, but he's kept it all these years.
I kind of don't blame him. That's kind of, I mean, I would be like, get the umbrella. That's cool.
It's an iconic Britney moment.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's an awful moment, but still. So we all can kind of picture her hitting his car with that crazed look after she had just shaved her head. So anyway, this guy has the umbrella. He says he feels she's in a better spot now, and he thinks now is a good time to part with the umbrella, and he's decided he will now auction off the umbrella.
I wonder how much.
they're thinking that the umbrella could go for as high as $50,000.
No way.
Because she held it, and it was such a pop culture moment.
Wouldn't it be funny if she bought it?
Oh, yeah. Like, why not?
Like, hey, here's the money, you know, give me my umbrella back.
Sorry for doing that to you.
Yeah.
Also, talk on American Idol this week. You know, we know Katy Perry's confirmed to be one of the judges, and we heard the money was like $25
million. Ryan Seacrest has confirmed.
Yep, he's going to be a host again. Mm-hmm. So there's talk about who might be coming in as other judges on American Idol. And the talk is that Lionel Richie is being discussed.
A great one.
There's talk about Charlie Puth being discussed.
Okay.
And country has a guy in the mix as well, because there's talk that maybe there might be interest and Luke Bryan doing that as well.
Of course. Tons of interest with him.
So American Idol's coming back on ABC. Lots of people being talked about, but no confirmations outside of Ryan and Katie at this point. Of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Right around this time every morning, Kelly likes to bring us some good news.
With all the negative stuff going on in the world, how about a story with a happy ending? So there was two soon-to-be third graders that did everything together, Camden and Paul, from going to McDonald's, eating Happy Meals, to playing in the park, and they've been basically inseparable since they met in kindergarten.
Okay.
Well, Camden became a paraplegic when he was born with a massive tumor embedded in his spine, and even though they were able to remove it, he was left paralyzed. Mm. So when Paul noticed that Camden was struggling with his wheelchair, he wanted to help. Camden's last wheelchair was so heavy and bulky that it prevented him from being able to maneuver, okay? Right. So since they couldn't fix it, they had to get another one, all right? So and the wheelchair that they had to get was very, very expensive. Okay. So when he found that out and found out that insurance would not cover the cost, he decided to make a GoFundMe account after he had seen some things on YouTube about it.
Sure.
So he made a GoFundMe account, and he asked his parents if he could start this campaign for Camden. In a matter of weeks, the page raised $5,500, $2,000 more than their original goal.
That's awesome.
So this is what he said. He said, thank you for all being a part of this wonderful journey to get Camden his wheelchair. And they have been all smiles knowing that Camden is getting what he needs.
That's awesome.
So really cool story with a happy ending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
You haven't heard, David has a facial infection that he caught from Kelly.
Quit saying that.
Does that sound bad?
That he caught from makeup.
Well, he has an infection of his face.
Okay.
And she was the
culprit. Leave my name out of this.
It makes Rennell Woods nervous because he hears that Kelly was passing on infection.
Well, and he's using David's mic.
Oh, no, Rennell.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
Look at his face. No, legit. We've been joking about that because David shaved his face for the first time yesterday ever. Like, he's always used one of those electric razors. So he went out and he bought, I guess, a Bic razor. He bought the, you know.
A cheap one.
And he shaved his face and he came in and he was bleeding and he had like a rash. I think he has some kind of throat issue today, though.
Yeah, so, he does.
Welcome in, man.
It's a pleasure and honor. Thank you for having me.
Hey, we get to have fun together multiple times a year, it seems like. And we were kind of reminiscing about some A-State football stuff. You know, football's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's
Do you miss it, Rennell?
Oh, you know, it's a passion. Mm-hmm. You know, I get excited when I see it, watch it on TV or get down close to the sideline, it really starts stirring me up. But, you know, you I guess you always think you can do a little something.
Yeah.
Sure.
But until you get out there and pull something.
Yeah, no joke. But, I mean, like, you still get to be a part of it. And that's one of the things that I think you're known for in this community and in Jonesboro specifically is for the fact that, man, you go and you give back to people and you go back and you pour love into kids and you help people, at-risk youth. And that's kind of been your passion for so many years. And you have an event that kind of revolves around that and football coming up here this weekend.
Yeah, you know, that's funny you say that and you notice that, and I appreciate that. You know, football's always been my passion. And, you know, I stepped away when I came back from Dallas in 2002. You know, I went out there and tried out for the Cowboys. But ended up landing a job for 3 years with Dallas down at Texas Stadium.
That's awesome.
And I worked with the Mavericks for about six months for an internship.
Sure.
And so, you know, sports always my passion. Right. Hopefully one day I'll own my own professional sports franchise team. But
maybe you can buy the Cowboys one day.
Hey,
will you hire me or something? That's like my – if I could ever work for the Cowboys, that's a dream job.
Yeah. We'll talk about that all too. Right. But, hey, listen, you know, and so now, you know, 15 years later being back in the community – I'm now going back to that passion, my love, which is football. And I didn't even pick it up when I got back. But this Saturday will be the first time that we have come together with a lot of other former Arkansas State athletes, former players, and some NFL players, that creating a culture for youth, first through eighth grade, and it's going to be a fun fundamental football camp where on this coming Saturday, July the 29th, starting at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock for registration, then we'll kick off from 9 to 12. We'll set up different events and formats, and we'll have some competitions. But our main goal is to teach these young men some skill sets at an early age, and be able to be on the field at one time with college athletes and professional athletes. I never had that experience.
That's really cool.
Sure, yeah. That is cool, especially for those young kids who are going to be like, oh my gosh, they look up to all these players that they see on the field.
Right, right. And so this Saturday, these young men through Jonesboro High School, Nelson High School, Valley View High School. We reached out to Hoxie down the Paragould.
Awesome.
If they have young men from first to eighth grade that are thinking about playing football, there will be some fundamental techniques, just the basics, to make it fun, and we want them to dream again.
So who all have you invited back? Because I would imagine that when you say, hey, man, let's all come back together. Let's have a good time. It's like me and my wrestling buddies. We all like coming back together and hanging out and giving back, and it looks like you put together – quite a list of people coming back.
Right. We'll have, you know, it's the mid-90s. These guys are my guys, you know, we play with. So Cody Little from Florida, who played linebacker, is coming back. Also, Reginald Murphy from Pine Bluff. He lives the assistant principal over at Jonesboro now.
Yep.
Broke some records. He'll be back. We'll have Nigel Bird. We'll have Keontae Pope from Wichita. Tyler George from Wichita Baptist. These some local guys, too, that are here. But the most, one of the proudest things that we're excited about that we've had an opportunity to work with and to talk to is our honorary camp director this year, Mr. Maurice Cawthorn.
That's big. Yeah.
And he has spent over 29 years in the NFL playing and coaching. So this is an incredible opportunity for parents to take pictures, children to take pictures, students and athletes. But they will be in that atmosphere with professional greats and also guys that have played the game that they can glean from.
So are there still, I guess, spots for people to come out and be a part of this at this point?
Yes. Hey, I mean, it's really the momentum is picking up. We logged on with this new app called Givify. Givify is an app that you can download. It's one of the fastest giving apps in the country. G-I-V-E-L-F-Y, Givify. And the only thing you got to do is type in Whole Youth Services and put in Jonesboro, Arkansas, and the information come up. You put in the information, boom, you give. And you don't have to actually, if your kid is not going to the event, if you hear about this event, say, man, this is cool, I want to support this, you can support that.
That's awesome. Tell me about Whole Youth Services.
Whole Youth Services is a nonprofit 501c organization that we work with, providing youth services mentally, physically, emotionally, and also spiritually and economically, helping young men and women throughout our community.
And that's going to be your deal, man. You're going to reach out to help, aren't you?
Oh, that's always. I think that's our duty. When I die, I really want to die empty of the things that is put inside of me to be able to help somebody else.
Rennell Woods in the studio with us this morning. Back to that Cowboys deal. Did you cry when they demolished Texas Stadium?
You know, I was there, so I drove by it several times, and I wanted to go get some debris
something
or something.
There,
But it was, man, it was a kind of a soul for everybody in Dallas during that time.
So I'm from Plano, which is right there by Dallas, right? That's where I was born. Born in Irving, raised in Plano. When I watched them demolish that stadium, because I went there to see Cowboys games, wrestling events. I saw Michael Jackson there. Dude, I was heartbroken about that building being torn down.
Yeah, and so that's funny you say that because Dallas is, you know, that's the America's team for most, but for some.
Yeah, right. For a lot, maybe not most.
But what the greatest thing, Maurice Cawthorn, our honorary camp director, got a phone call several weeks ago from Mr. Jerry Jones, who was owner of the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
And this was the type of quality in people that we'll have at this camp. He said, Maurice, can you come back with me? We want you to be a part of our celebration. I'm being inducted to the NFL Hall of Fame. And so Maurice is going with Mr. Jones to the Hall of Fame.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's so neat.
So awesome stuff that you're doing. We appreciate you and wanted to give you the time to come in and find out more. Givify, if you want to go ahead and download.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
All right, Rennell Woods joins us in the studio this morning live on K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
When I think about country stars, and let's say someone says, if you were to say, who's the toughest, like, bad boy? Automatically, Brantley Gilbert comes to my mind.
Oh my gosh, she's like the number one.
Yeah, it looks like someone that would fight at any second. Sure. And could kick your tail.
Oh my gosh.
Got
yeah.
the tattoos. He's just got that look.
Oh, and he's buff. He's jacked up.
And his microphone that he takes to concerts has brass knuckles on it. That's right. How he holds it.
You hit the stage, bam!
Right. So when you think of him, you don't think of him as being very emotional. But he says that that's wrong. He says, I get a little bit emotional about this stuff right now because his wife is pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They're about to have a baby a little bit later on this year. And he admits that he gets emotional about even seeing an ultrasound picture of his little boy. And he said he's glad he's having a little boy because you hear people about their daughters, oh, I'll go to jail. And he's like, no, I'm serious. If a guy walks up my driveway and acts like me, anything like me, I'm going to hurt him and I'm going to prison.
I think that's funny though.
Yeah.
I think most dudes can relate to that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Brantley Gilbert crying, something I don't necessarily think I would expect to see.
Yeah.
Here's some Brantley.
Country must be countrywide.
There's a straight, there's a station, playing cash, Hank, Willie, and Wade.
I want to hit you with another song that I was a big fan of. So Luke Combs came out and had the song Hurricane that ended up being a number one song.
Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning.
Luke Combs has just now gone out and bought his first major purchase as an artist. Mm-hmm. So forever he was driving an old beat-up car. And the song Hurricane hits, and it's a big hit for him. And he gets to retire the car that he had had for so long.
And what was it that he had?
He had a 2000 Dodge Neon.
Just a smaller car, and he's kind of a bigger guy.
He said that he looked like Donkey Kong riding around in a Mario Kart car.
That's great.
So he went out and got one of the big King Ranch 250s, the F-250.
Ooh, what's that going to run you?
$60,000 or $70,000, all based on that one song.
Congrats.
If I could come up with one song.
Yeah, just one.
I could have it so made. Anyway, that's your country music news.